Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to the show. This is our fifth episode. We're going to be talking about the soft tissue problems around natural teeth. We took off for 1 week last week for the 4th of July. Happy 4th for everyone. I hope you had a great time and a safe one. And this week for me is an important week, just to take a little bit of a talk personally about myself. It will be my 25th year as a periodontist. So I'm very happy of this journey that I had. I graduated in 1997 in July 15. And so here we are 25 years later. Didn't think about having a podcast back then, but here we are. Here we go, and I'm happy that we have reached over 300 downloads for less than 1 month. And thank you very much for your trust and your support. And I hope you find it very instructive and beneficial for you. The subject of today again is the soft tissue, and this is the most important topic, if my belief, on top of the inflammatory disease. It is why the teeth have recessions, and how can we prevent them, and how can we treat them. Some will look at it from an aesthetic point of view. It can be, but it's also functional. So it is the marriage of function and aesthetic, and that is the important point, because we're going to go into more aesthetic, and I'm going to have some people I'm going to invite and interview and talk to you about them, and we will broadcast them also on YouTube to see us doing the interview and getting to see the interviewee. And when we talk about function and aesthetic, it becomes a very interesting point, because now you are telling the patient and you're telling the dentist, since we work also on referral and also we treat the patients. So we are using the same terminology, even with the patient. So the patient, when comes to us for a problem, for a recession mainly, and that is the big difference between the recession on the side of the teeth. We call them in our terminology interproximal. That's when it is a sign of disease. But now we're talking about the loss of attachment or the recession on the mid surface, outside surface of the tooth. And the reasons and the etiology behind it can be numerous. It can be for hard brushing. Occlusal trauma has never been proved, but one can imagine. But this is where I want to open a parenthesis here, and let's reset the things in correct way. Before we talk about the etiology, one has to remember what we have discovered or what we have learned from the World Workshop of 2017. And if you are the first listener for this time, we talked that in 2017, there was a World Workshop between the American Academy of Periodontology and the European Federation of Periodontics. And both of them finally made consensuses that helped us a lot. And they made statements that are very important. We talked about the statement before, periodontal disease is an incurable disease and will last with us forever because it is a chronic inflammatory disease. And then they talked about the soft tissue problems, and they called them the mucogingival deformities and conditions. And the most important thing is they defined a new term. It's called the phenotype. And the phenotype, it is the most important thing because it includes the thickness of the soft tissue, the amount of keratinized tissue or that pink thick tissue that we have at the neck that is immobile. And then on top of it, they added the thickness of the bone and the availability of the bone on the outside of the tooth. So this is very important because now most of the recession in youngster, we find them post-orthodontic movement. And I know that the orthodontist colleagues are going to be upset at what I'm saying, but no, not at all. They shouldn't be, because here we are working all together as a team. And as a team, we need to help each other avoid this issue for our patients. So for if you are a mother and you want to do an orthodontic for your child, be very careful, especially teenager, to see, tell the orthodontist to consult with a periodontist in regard to the phenotype. And they're going to take those beautiful CBCT, we call them, the 3D imaging, and they're going to take the impression of the mouth with the digital intraoral scan. Orthodontists are very sophisticated. Then we can compile them together, and we can tell you with all certainty where is the bone, where is the soft tissue, the thickness, the width, and all the good stuff. And again, go back to the periodontal charting. We chart the teeth. When we are charting the teeth, not only we measure the pockets, but yet also we measure the amount of keratinized tissue. In the World Workshop, they said that if you have less than 2 millimeter of keratinized tissue, and I want everybody to listen to me, for patient and for dentist, that's why it's extremely, and hygienist, if they're extremely important to do periodontal charting. Without periodontal charting, we are lost. It's like you are navigating without a map. And that is the importance of the periodontal charting. I want to keep repeating it. And I know it's boring, but you have to repeat it. It is a labor intense, but it is extremely important for the patient and for the dentist and for the periodontist and for the orthodontist, because this is how we can chart the patient and understand how we are, where we are navigating, and what is the effect on that patient. Because physically, we learned that every action has an equal reaction. So if we move teeth with a very thin gums, we're going to have recessions. We are going to have a hard brusher, heavy brusher. We're going to have recessions. If we have less than 2 millimeter, I want you to listen to this very carefully, and the plaque control is not perfect, you're going to have recessions. So recessions dictated by the amount of keratinized tissue, which is that pink hard tissue on the neck of the tooth. So you build up plaque and you have a very thin phenotype, you're going to have a recession. So not only the brushing, but also the amount of keratinized tissue. So if you have a thick one, it doesn't matter how hard you brush. You destroy the teeth, but you're not going to destroy the gums. And you might end up with a bit of recession, but not as like somebody who has a thin phenotype. So if you move teeth in a thick phenotype, which majority of the people are like that, you're going to run away without any problem. But the majority are in the thick, but there is this 10 to 15 to 20% that they are with the thin phenotype, and it is difficult to fix them. But I, you know, with time, with years of experience, I have learned my own way, and hopefully you attend my lectures about mucogingival deformities, and I can show you how we can fix them. I don't put them on Instagram details how, but from time to time I throw it in just to show people that we can save the teeth. And we're going to talk a little bit later, what are the conditions, and do we do them for everybody? And in my opinion, yes. My opinion is yes, because we have defined in periodontics, we are limited. They tell you about the amount of recessions. They classify them, class 1, class 2, class 3. And now we have the new nomenclature, RT1 and 2 and 3. I still love the first one, class 1, 2, 3, and 4, because it's more relative for a clinician. It correlates the recession with the availability of the bone. And when we talk about class 4, for instance, the harshest one is you can have a lot of loss of bone. Can we cover? No, it's not only about covering the teeth. It's also about creating amount of soft tissue in the front of the teeth to avoid further degradation. So gingival mucogingival deformity repair, it has to be treated for almost everyone and that have it. And that is very important. And we are excluding people that really need it because they are RT3 or RT2 or class 3 and class 4. Now, class four, yes, not only the bone, but it's also the position of the tooth. If the teeth are crowded, if the teeth are over-erupted, they move the neck of the tooth, that we talked about it, the CAJ, further up. And when it does that, you can have a recession. But is it an accurate recession? And that's why the measurement of the recession has to be taken into the real live clinical presence at that time. Meaning, we look at the adjacent teeth. And if the adjacent teeth are in the proper place, but one tooth is over-erupted and the CAJ or the neck of it has moved more up, more towards the opposing teeth, in our nomenclature we call it coronal, then is this really a, and we have a recession, how much we going to achieve? Well, we're going to take the measurements on the adjacent teeth, and this is exactly where we're going to end up. So that's why when we are referring to a periodontist, a dentist needs to understand those concepts, because they are telling the patient that we have a recession, I'm going to send you to the periodontist. Well, we have to be managing the expectations and also educating ourselves as a referral to understand what we do. And that's what the purpose of the podcast, and I might combine it with some YouTube to show you with an imagery how we can understand it, how we can refer to it, how can we also expect the results. I'm not going to go into gory pictures, because we have, and I'm hoping this is all for, we have a lot of the patients or people want to have information they for themselves are listening, so I don't want to guide it towards dentist. So, but we have to have also an understanding as a dentist how we can refer, what to expect, and how we can educate our patient and ourselves about it. So, you know, we've talked quite a bit about a lot of things. So if we recap, because this is an intro for the soft tissue, the mucogingival deformities that we're going to be seeing from now on for a few episodes, probably with some YouTube sessions to correlate the what we are talking about with the reality. And this way you can have an imagery, illustration of what I'm talking about, because it is a subject that it is a little bit difficult for somebody who has no knowledge in dentistry, but yet they have the problem. Or they don't know they have a problem because their dentist didn't know about it, or the hygienist didn't know about it, and they never told them about it. But they see it, but they never had an answer for it. And so this is the purpose of the podcast, is to really help the patients, help the dentist understand what they have and what do they need and what are the options out there. Because, you know, if the dentist doesn't know what are the options and the results, the patient will not benefit. And the same thing, if the patient doesn't know what's out there, they don't know how they can benefit from this kind of therapy, which is an amazing therapy that we have, and it is very rewarding for the patient and for the periodontist like myself, because, you know, it is beautiful to see a soft tissue grow back again over a receded root. There's nothing like it. It's the most rewarding thing. I love implants, and we will get to the implants and building up the bone. But nothing like soft tissue. This is my weakness, and I love it a lot, and I'm very passionate about it. And I have, over those 25 years, made my own technique in the procedures, and they're published, some of them, and now we are finishing the book, and we have a chapter about the mucogingival. When it comes out, it's the publishing house is Wiley. It's a very important publishing house. I'm very excited about it. Today I was finishing the last edit on one chapter. And when it gets out, we will, you know, I will put it on social media. And hopefully that my colleagues will get on it. It's not only for periodontists, it's also for the GP. It educates them on what is there in periodontics and how they can take advantage of it to learn and help the patient. So in recap of what I talked today, and we're going to keep going with the coming sessions on it, the soft tissue, the mucogingival deformities. We are not talking about the recession on the side of the teeth, but on the front of the tooth. We talked about the phenotype. It is a very important point. And that phenotype has the amount of soft tissue, the thickness of the soft tissue, the thickness of the bone underlying, and if there is existence of it. And also we talked about that if we don't have enough of that soft tissue, the beautiful soft tissue around a natural tooth, which is the attached one, the keratinized tissue, as we call it, then if it's less than a magical number, which is the 2 millimeter, the plaque will lead to recession. The orthodontic movement will lead to recession. Heavy brushing will lead to recession. And also, again, not proven occlusal trauma. I don't believe in it, but people say that occlusal trauma can cause it. I've never seen it in my practice of 25 years in periodontics. But nevertheless, it is supposedly there. So we talked about that. We talked about in the future, we're going to talk about the possibilities based on that classification we talked about, class 1, 2, and 3, and 4. And now it is RT1, 2, and 3, but I still prefer using the Miller classification. A great mentor of mine, he has opened my eyes, called Petey Miller, opened my eyes for the beauty of soft tissue. Again, it is a very important subject for me, very dear to my heart, and I'm very passionate about it. And we are reaching our limit of 17 minutes. So with that, I want to stop at this point, and hopefully the next episodes, we will dive further into the gingival problems around natural teeth. Again, this is Edgar Elchar. I want to thank you for continuing listening to my podcast. I want to thank you for your trust. And I look for the future episodes with you. And we're going to animate them with some YouTube sessions. Till then, thank you and have a wonderful and a blessed afternoon. Bye-bye.